Last week and over the last shiurim, we've spoken at length about the first part of Mishnah Yud Bet, where we're encouraged to emulate Aaron, who was an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. Today, I want to speak about the second part of the Mishnah, the second Ahava of Aaron and what it inspired. Ohev et abriyodu mekarvan latorah. As I mentioned before, this Mishnah presents Kiruv as being motivated not by the ideology and the importance of the Torah, but by a love for Briot, a love of people, and wanting what's best for them. Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Chomat Hadat, where he speaks about the importance of doing Kiruv, he says there's a number of reasons why one should do Kiruv. And he speaks about Kvod Hashem and the responsibility, Kol Yisrael Arevin Zebazeh. The third reason he gives is Ahavas Am Yisrael, that if we care about their money and we care about their kavod, we should care most about each other's souls and each other's quality of life. And we know that a person's closeness to Torah and following the Derech HaTorah leads to the best life in this world and the next world. In fact, if we look at the sixth parak of Avos, we notice that in both places where Ahavat HaMakom is mentioned, it's always followed by Ahavat HaBriot. Part of what God expects from us in loving Him is loving His creations. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook wrote that real love of Hashem includes within it Ahavat HaBriot. And of course, loving people means helping them improve. And this is what the Medrash says. I mentioned it in Parshas Shavua last night. The Medrash writes about Tochacha, that any love that does not include Tochacha in it is not love. If you love someone, you want to help them improve in the best possible way. The Maharal explains on our Mishnah that Ohev et abriyodu mekarvan latorah is a continuation of Ohev shalom verodev shalom. Because shalom means our relationship with each other and also our relationship with God. So bringing Jews close to Torah is a way of strengthening their shalom with each other and with God as well. This concept of Ahavat HaBriot as a backdrop to Kiruv also is important in teaching us how to do Kiruv. If we go back to Avram Avinu, the Medrash explains to us that his love of God is what inspired him to do Kiruv. And the way he did Kiruv is by showing love. He would brought people into his house and feed them and give them to drink Uma Hivan and show them love. And this would bring people closer to the values that Avram stood for. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayot explains that Aaron did the same thing. He would show love to people, and then people would feel bad about living their lives inappropriately, considering that Aaron was so kind to them and so loving of them. It made them feel important. Finally, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev explains that there's two ways to be mochiach people. One is by telling people all the wrong that they're doing, and the second is by helping them appreciate the good that they can be doing and holding that out to inspire them to reach for higher things. And says the Kedushas HaLevi Parshas Chukas, this is the way Jewish people are inspired and what we need to do in order to be mekarvan latorah. Ohev et abriyot u mekarvan latorah.